Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our
love. Estelle Shannon bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Arno is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, security advocate, thesecurityadvocate.com. Is that right, Scott? Scott, are you there?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Thesecurityadvocate.com, so check it out. Scott, we were talking in the previous segment about Delta.
Mm-hmm.
We had other things we were going to talk about today, but Delta's in the news, and I thought we'd take this opportunity to just sort of spend a little time on this issue. If you're a small business owner out there, and you hear that Delta, the number two airline on the planet, has all of a sudden has their entire global operations, other than the website, of course, as we talked about earlier. The website's up. Now, that doesn't mean you can make a reservation, but you can get to their website. I didn't try to fill anything in. I just saw that it was up. But that's just like the front door. That's just like the skin of the front door, folks. That's not actually the structure of the building or the engine of their technology. That's the part that's down right now, or at least it has been down. And if for a small business owner to hear that and say, man, these guys are spending billions on making it perfect and securing it like crazy. Of course, we don't know if it's a glitch or a hack. But, Scott, we got to be thinking, how can I hope to have any kind of confidence in my system? How much do I have to spend to be secure and to be safe?
Well, a lot of it depends on what kind of solution you're going to use. Like just how good a backup system you have. But one thing we were talking about over the break with Delta, Delta is a tremendously large company. And there are principles at an area called risk management, which we won't go into detail today because we'll bore everyone to tears. Basically, where you're valuing your different assets. Like, okay, how important is it that this system stay up and running, and how much are we willing to spend to make sure this system stays up and running? The ticketing system for Delta, yeah, they're spending a fortune to make sure this thing is up and running. They have multiple backup solutions. They have little things they can sort of shunt their traffic to if something goes wrong. And somehow, some way, all of that failed at once, which seems odd. They also
From what I can tell, it's everything. I mean, other than the website, as I said, it sounds to me like the way they manage their planes, the way they manage their customer, their passenger, the movement of their passengers. Sounds to me like the whole thing's down, doesn't it, to you?
Well, they've described it as a quote-unquote outage.
Yeah.
Which is a nice way of saying, stuff's going wrong, we're not going to tell you exactly what's happening.
Out is pretty expansive, though. Out is pretty intuitive, isn't it?
Okay, hypothetically speaking, and again, we don't know what's happened here. Let's say you and I decide we want to attack a very large airline.
Mm-hmm.
A great way to do it is to create a tremendously large outage and tell them, okay, here's the ransom you're going to pay us. Two things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. One, if you pay us, we'll let you get your stuff back up and running. And two, we won't tell everyone publicly that you just fell for this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible? Sure it is. Do we know for sure if that's happened? Of course we don't. And we probably never will, because a company like Delta, it's literally in the budget that if something like this happens, they have to do whatever it takes to get back up and running.
Right.
This is like a bank that suddenly can't do any financial transactions.
For Delta, this is tantamount to the 2008 financial collapse, September 2008.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, different systems will have different priorities. There are flight systems. Their actual tracking.
But for small businesses, what would you tell them? I mean, I'm out here saying right now, okay, if Delta can't keep this with all the money they're spending, is it just a matter of time for me?
Well, one thing to always keep in mind with this sort of thing, bad guys are looking to make money. And it depends on what will make the most money.
But you know they're going down market. You've told us that.
they are going down market, but something like this, and again, we're speculating this might be an attack, if this is actually something that was done maliciously to Delta, this wasn't something quick that was done with automated software. This was something where the bad guys snuck into the system slowly and carefully and set this up.
They had a team on this.
Now, realistically, for a small business, unless you're dealing with something that's seriously valuable, it's simply not worth the effort for them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're much more likely to see something like ransomware or like a business email compromise, a type of scam where they can set it up in volume and make a lot of money. Ransomware has been exploding exponentially because it's cheap.
Well, one of the things that we do here in my operation is we just back up things.
Oh, of course. You always want to back up. No question there.
We have cloud backup, you know, and we have where all of my archives and everything is kept. We have that's all double, triple redundant, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have it in three different places, three different ways backed up.
No, we had actually spoken, I believe, last time I was on the show about disaster recovery and business continuity plans.
Yeah.
That's actually where this kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
A disaster recovery is literally a plan to maintain or rapidly restore IT infrastructure, systems, etc., in event of a major disruption.
Right.
Guess what? Delta's disaster recovery plan is at play today.
They're kicking it in, yeah. Well, another thing, another mechanical thing that I recommend is that your key people have them work off of laptops with docking stations when they're at work, and they can take their laptops home with them. If something's going on, they can work outside the system.
I mean, you can certainly do that. I mean, the great way to go about something like this, especially for a smaller business, these types of plans, the business continuity plan and the disaster recovery plan, which are critically important to have in case something like this happens to your business, they want to be set up in advance. There are government templates you can get, literally if you Google business continuity plan, or there are companies that will help your company form one of these. That way, if a disaster like this happens, you're ready. It doesn't take your whole company offline.
Well said, Scott. Quick break. Right back with Scott Arno. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.